大家好。Today, we are bringing you another mini-sode. If you can spare 5 minutes, then you can learn a fun new Chinese expression with us and start using it right away.
每次五分钟，轻松学中文，欢迎大家回到我们的节目。你知道吗？中国的新年马上就要到了。你知道今年是什么年吗？
对对，今年是我自己的本命年。
啊，所以你是属龙的。
对，好像我在暴露我的年纪，对吗？
对。
没事，没事。You know, I have always wondered the things about like dragon people, the characteristics and stuff. What do Chinese people say about people that are born in the year of the dragon?
其实龙是一个特别受欢迎的一个属相啊,very popular.Everybody wants to be the year of dragon. That sounds a lot better than the year of mouse, right?
Ah, right. 那我很幸运。我很幸运。
对对。大家觉得属龙的人有很明显的优点。
Okay.
然后也有一些缺点。
Okay.
比如说他的优点是热情奔放，活力四溢。
So see, first of all, we're talking about...优点, right? And so those are the good characteristics of the dragon, right? The strengths. So, what was that again?
热情奔放,活力四溢。
Okay. So, are those two things or one thing? It's two things, right?
热情奔放就是 you're very passionate about things.
Okay.
And then 活力四溢就是 you're very energetic.
Okay.That sounds right. 活力, I've heard, but what is 四力?
活力四溢。
四溢。
就是 you're full of energy. It's kind of like a coming out.
okay, that sounds pretty good. So,、
uh-huh.
what are some of the 缺点?
还有更多的优点,不要着急。
Great.
先说优点。然后还有优点就是聪明机智,头脑灵活。
Okay.So, 聪明 means clever. 机智, I don't know.
机智也是非常 smart, clever.
Okay.
然后头脑灵活啊，其实也是你很聪明的意思。
Okay. Just different ways of saying that somebody is smart.
对对对。然后还有一个很大的优点就是勇于追求梦想，不惧困难。
Okay, so they bravely pursue their dreams.
对
and they're not afraid of setbacks.
对对对、uh-huh.
Okay.
所以就很多很多的优点、然后也有小小的缺点、就是说属龙的人比较高傲自负。
Okay. So, 高傲, I think that means arrogant, right?
对对,高傲自负其实是一个意思,就是比较 arrogant.
Okay.
然后还有一个缺点就是缺乏耐心。
Okay, so they're lacking in patience.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
对。
Yeah, that can be me, for sure. 我承认。
然后我感觉最后一个缺点可能也是和刚才那个是连着的,就是说难以接受失败。
Okay, so has difficulty accepting failure, is that right?
Uh-huh, 对,是的。
Okay, so does that mean admitting failure, or does that mean...getting extremely angry, like too angry whenever failure happens.
难以接受失败就是说 too hard to accept admitting the failure.
就是不能承认是吧？
对对对。
Okay.
你觉得说的有道理吗？
yes, I think so. There are certainly some things on that list that definitely apply to me. Especially some of the 缺点. I mean, the patience one, I think, for sure.
我刚刚想说,根据我的了解,优点肯定都是对的,缺点不一定啊。
Oh, okay. That's great. That's great. So, yeah, so we should, before we go, we should teach everybody how to say Happy Year of the Dragon. And how do you say that?
龙年快乐.
There's another one that I heard too, I think you can use it for every year. You just change the name of the 生肖. But it's like, 龙年大吉,祝你们龙年大吉啊。Like, happy year of the dragon?
对对对,也可以。大吉就是 big luck. you know. 所以可以说祝你龙年大吉或者虎年大吉、mm-hmm. 兔年大吉都可以。
Okay, yeah, I like this one because you can use it every single year. You just have to swap out the animal sign.
啊、对龙年快乐虎年快乐什么鼠年快乐也可以、mm-hmm. 就是把那个动物的名字换一下就可以了。
All right, so wishing everybody happy year of the dragon.And by the way, if it's your year, 如果是你的本命年的话，我听说很多中国人他们喜欢穿红色的衣服，那是对吗？
对对对对对，就是说在你的本命年，可能有的时候会特别不好的事情发生，或者特别好的事情发生，所以穿上红色的比如说内衣啊，或者是袜子啊什么的，就可以避免坏的事情，然后带来好的运气。
Ah, okay, so especially if you wear red socks and underwear, that will ward off the bad luck and that will bring in new luck for the year.
对，是的。
Okay,
是的
I'm gonna try it.
好的。
All right, until next time, guys. 再见。
好的，再见。